各位长辈弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to other senior members and brothers and sisters.
今天晚上要跟大家一起学习的题目是耶路撒冷会议。
For tonight's mutual encouragement, I'd like to share on the topic of the Jerusalem Council.
这是根据我们教会这一周的读经进度。
And this is according to our church Bible reading plan.
首先我们来看一下这个使徒行传的十五章。
So let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 15.
那这里这一章里面完整的记载这个耶路撒冷会议。
And in this chapter records the incident of the Jerusalem Council.
那这个会议是什么我们一起今天晚上一起来学习。
So what was this council? And tonight we will study what that is.
那最主要就是在当时在这个教会在耶路撒冷开一个会议来决定当时在信仰上的一个很大的争议。
So at this council, it was the church coming together to clarify a really important topic.
那这个争议是有关于信主的外邦人得救的问题。
And this argument, discussion was about how Gentiles can come to be saved.
所以在历史上这个耶路撒冷会议可以说是初期的教会具有一个非常重要里程碑意义的一个会议。
So Jerusalem Council carried a great significance to that early church.
因为在这个会议当中的决议明确了这个外邦人怎么样得救的一个救恩的教义。
Because it was from this council that the church made a decision of how the Gentiles could be also saved.
那之后也促进当时这个犹太的基督徒还有外邦人的来信基督的这些基督徒能够合而为一。
And it also allowed for the Jewish Christians and also Gentile Christians to become united.
那对最后来的这个宣道的工作也是有非常重要的意义。
And also carry great significance to on the evangelical work later on.
所以我们今天晚上就来学习这个会议当中的几个重要的内容。
So today we'll start look into the important topics within this council.
我们可以分四点来探讨第一个就是这个开会的原因。
So I think we can break it into four parts, and the first part is the reason why they had this council.
那第二个就是这个开会的会议的过程。
And the process for this council.
那第三个就是会议的决议。
And then the conclusion of this council.
Resolution.
Resolution.
那第四个就是会议的果效。
And then the fruits of this council.
那我们先来看一下当时在这个这边所记载的一个安提阿教会的一个背景。
So let's look at the background for the Antioch.
那我们首先来看使徒行传的十五章。
So let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
从第一节到第五节。
From verse 1 to verse 5.
第一节有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们说你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼不能得救。第二节
2.
保罗巴拿巴与他们大大的争辩纷争辩论众门徒就定规叫保罗巴拿巴和本会中几个人为所辩论的上耶路撒冷去见使徒和长老。第三节
3.
于是教会送他们起行他们经过腓尼基撒玛利亚随处传说外邦人归主的事叫众弟兄都甚欢喜。第四节
4.
到了耶路撒冷教会和使徒并长老都接待他们他们就述说神同他们所行的一切事。第五节
5.
唯有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人起来说必须给外邦人行割礼吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。
Verse 1 to 5And certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, describing the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy to all the brethren. And when they had come to Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all things that God had done with them. But some of the sects of the Pharisees who believed rose up and saying, it is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses.
那为什么要开耶路撒冷的这个原因，最主要的原因就是当时在安提阿教会出现了纷争。
So the reason why they later had this Jerusalem council is because there was a great discussion, a division around this circumcision.
那安提阿教会是当时的犹太人还有一些未受割礼的这个外邦人两个族群所组成的。
And the church in Antioch was really made up of Gentiles and people who were not yet converted.
那当时安提阿教会是一个非常融洽的教会，外邦人和犹太人都相处得非常好。
And in the Antioch church, it was the non-Jewish Christians and other Christians that were mixed together in this church.
在前几章我们可以看到他们能够同心合意的进食祷告，那圣灵也派保罗跟巴拿巴出去要为神来做工。
And we saw in the earlier passages where they had prayed and they had sent out Paul and Barnabas to preach the gospel.
所以当时的安提阿教会是非常有爱心非常和睦的教会。
So at the time, the church in Antioch had a lot of love and faith.
不过在我们刚刚读到的就是我们看到随着这个几个从耶路撒冷下来的这个信徒之后这个和谐就被破坏了。
But we saw that when some of the brethren who came from Judea came, it caused there to be a division.
那就是当时因为在耶路撒冷来的这些人对于救恩来到外邦人以及他们看到教会中有一些没有受割礼的外邦人的时候他们觉得心理上非常的不舒服。
And so when these people who came from Jerusalem, when they saw that some of these new believers were not circumcised, they were very uncomfortable.
那这些人的观点其实非常的简单。
And their perspective is very simple.
就是说这个外邦人如果没有遵守犹太的仪文律法各项规条来受割礼的话他们是不可以得救的。
And so their thought is that unless they obey the customs of Moses, they cannot be saved.
因为他们承续了以往犹太人的传统他们所相信就是说这个救赎只有在与神有约的这选民上面能够找得到。
Because what they have believed is that God's promise is only on to those who obey His law.
所以要根据旧约，那如果不借着割礼的话，就没有办法可以成为神的选民。
So unless they are circumcised according to the Old Testament, then they cannot belong to the people of God.
那保罗和巴拿巴当然不能够接受这样的这种要求。
But of course, Paul and Barnabas could not accept this kind of requirement.
因为他们违背了耶稣基督的救恩的这个基本的本质。
Because that is against the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个犹太人的这些从耶路撒冷来的这些人就挑起了一个激烈的争论。
So these brethren who came from Jerusalem stirred up this great debate.
结果这件事情的冲击太大了。
And this conflict was becoming too great.
对于当时的安提阿教会，他是没有办法去抵挡应对的。
And at the time, the church in Antioch could not overcome it.
因为它也影响了这个整个教会的合一。
Because it disturbed the unity of the church.
所以这个安提阿教会他就决定要派一个代表团。
So Antioch Church decided to send a representative.
其中包括保罗、巴拿巴还有几个人他们要去耶路撒冷来商讨一个解决的方案。
And they had decided to send Paul, Barnabas, and several others to go to Jerusalem to discuss.
那其实在这之前，在耶路撒冷教会也起过争执。
And previously, the church in Jerusalem also had this same debate.
在我们当之前查考使徒行传十一章的时候我们可以看到就有人质询说为什么可以为外邦人来施洗。
Because in previously in Acts chapter 11, some people were questioning how come they could baptize the Gentiles.
就是指着为什么可以为哥尼流的一家人受这个施洗。
And specifically, how come they were baptizing the household of Cornelius?
那我们看到这个保这个彼得就向他们说明。
And then later, explained it to them.
说明之后，他们就静下来了。
And after he explained it, they became silent.
那我们可以看到圣经记载说，众人就说，原来神也赐恩给外邦人，他们就归荣耀给天上的真神。
So then, the Bible says that they said that God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life.
但是这件事情并没有这样就因此而结束。
But this incident did not end because of this.
所以我们在这一章可以看到，后来他们还是传出这个信主的外邦人必须要来接受隔离。
Because as we saw later that people were still saying that in order to be saved they must be circumcised.
所以这一整章十五章是针对当时教会所出现的这个不同的意见所衍生出来的一个辩论。
So chapter 15 was all about how the church had resolved this discussion.
那我们刚刚可以看到这个一到五节这里说到开会的原因。
And so from verse 1 to 5, it tells us the reason for this council.
那在加拉太书二章十二节这边也有记载说，当时从耶路撒冷来安提阿的这几个人。
In Galatians, it also mentioned about these people who came from Jerusalem.
很有可能就是跟这个在当时在使徒行传十五章这几个从耶路撒冷下来的人是一群同样的一群人。
It's likely that what Paul had mentioned in Galatians is the same group of people that is mentioned in Acts chapter 15.
那这几个人他们是没有经过教会的授权差派，就自己按照自己的意思来安提阿教会来教训众人。
So these people were not sent by the church, but they themselves had went to the church in Antioch to stir this debate.
使得安提阿教会当时就是经历了一个很大的混乱。
And that caused a great confusion in the church in Antioch.
那我们可以看到在第二节这里说到保罗和巴拿巴他们跟他们有大大的纷争辩论。
And from verse 2 it says that when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them.
为什么保罗跟巴拿巴要跟他们辩论？
So why was it that Paul and Barnabas had a great debate with them?
因为这是关乎外邦人得救的问题。
Because this concerned the salvation for the Gentiles.
那这样的这个争议不是说随随便便就可以让他过
And,
让他们随便的来可以教导别人。
And this kind of debate isn't something that they should carelessly let people say whatever they want.
我们来看犹大书第三节。
Let's turn to the book of Jude, verse 3.
犹大书第三节。
Jude, verse 3.
第三节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们。要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
Verse 3, beloved, while I was still very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints.
所以这里告诉我们要为这个真道来竭力的争辩。
So here tells us to contend earnestly for the faith.
那我们看到使徒行传十五章的时候会觉得奇怪就是说这个巴拿巴他不是一个性情很温和的劝慰子吗？
So when we look at Acts chapter 15 we see Barnabas he's usually a very calm person who always encouraged others.
他应该很会劝勉人，他很有耐心的。为什么在这边要跟大家大大的争辩
？So he's usually very quiet and encourage others, but how come he has such a great debate with others?
啊，因为争道的缘故。
And it's because of the reason of this dissension.
啊，因为这是一个非常严重的问题，如果没有处理好的话，这个教会就变成非常的混乱。
And because this topic was too important, that unless it is clarified, that it will cause a lot of confusion.
啊，所以当地的教会啊，看到这个情况，认为必须要派几个代表来到耶路撒冷。
So when the church saw this, they felt that they must send them to Jerusalem.
啊，所以他们就后来就去耶路撒冷去解决这个问题。
So later they went to Jerusalem to resolve this issue.
啊，为什么要去耶路撒冷呢
？And why did they need to go to Jerusalem?
啊，因为这些制造问题的人，他们是从耶路撒冷来的。
Because these people who caused this, who stirred this problem, came from Jerusalem.
啊，所以他就是保罗和巴拿巴，还有这几个人，他们就要回到问题的所在地啊，来解决。这个问题。
So Paul and Barnabas and few others went to the source of this problem to resolve it.
那但事实上，这些人并没有刚刚说到，他们并没有得到当地跟教会的授权差派来到安提阿教会。
And as we mentioned, these men who came from Jerusalem were not sent by the church there.
那因为这些地方教会大信徒大部分还是犹太信徒。
But since the members at the time were still largely Jewish people,
但是在思想上面，他们是比耶路撒冷的信徒是更开通的。
But their thoughts and their thinking is more easier to discuss than those in Jerusalem.
并不坚持这个外邦人信主就必须要接受割礼、遵守律法才能够得救。
So that they didn't insist on the concept that the non-Gentiles must be circumcised in order to be saved.
那我们当我们继续看这里第四节这里说到保罗跟巴拿巴他们经过各城的时候然后向大家述说神从在他们身上所行的一切事。
And so, in Paul and Barnabas, they were telling others of how, of God's grace that fell on the Gentiles.
那特别是针对当时外邦人传福音信主的这件事情是主的旨意，还有神的同工。
And how the salvation has been spread to the Gentiles is this work of God.
一切事情为什么是神的同行呢
？And why is it that
为什么有神的和他们同行
？Why was it that God was accompanying them？
因为这是出于神的旨意。
Because this came from God's will.
如果我们回到《使徒行传》13章第二节，告诉我们。当时他们在安提阿教会禁食祷告。
Because in Acts 13 verse 2, it tells us that they were fasting and praying in the church in Antioch.
那这个圣灵就说明要他们分派巴拿巴和扫罗出去去做圣灵召他们所要做的工。
And the Holy Spirit had told them to send Barnabas and Saul for the work that he has called them to do.
那这个工作是神所召他们去做的工。
So this work that they do is ordained by the Holy Spirit.
那既然是神所选召的
，And since they were called,
就是神的旨意。
Then it is the will of God.
那他们遵守神的旨意，那神就与他们同工。
And so they, because they obeyed the will of God, that God was with them.
但是他们在讲完这个之后见证主的同工之后，我们马上看到第五节就是有几个法利赛教门的人起来说必须要给外邦人行割礼，遵行摩西的律法。
So we see that in chapter 15 verse 5 that after they had testified of all those things, that some of the sects of the Pharisees rose up to say that it is necessary to circumcise them.
所以在这边他们所说的跟第一节所说的是一致的，就是必须要为外邦人行割礼，否则他们没有办法得救。
So what these people were saying is the same as the people in verse 1, that unless they are circumcised, they cannot be saved.
可见很多使徒跟这些由耶路撒冷来的这个信徒没有办法达到共识。
And so they cannot come to an agreement.
所以使徒和长老他们就开会。
So the apostles and the elders had a meeting.
那我们就来到第二部分就是这个耶路撒冷开会的一个过程。
And so that takes us to the second part, which is the process of holding this meeting.
最主要记载在第六节到十八节。
And that's recorded in verse 6 to 18.
那我们可以看到这一次的耶路撒冷会议有更多的人参加。
And we see that in this Jerusalem council, more people attended.
那本来这个一个非常和睦的安提阿教会。
So, whereas before this Antioch church was a very united church.
因为少数人的缘故从耶路撒冷来访的这些人把他们搞得天翻地覆。
But because of a handful of members from Jerusalem, that it caused the church to turn upside down.
不禁也让我们常常想到，就是说我们今天在教会，我们常常爱教会，为教会想，这个是非常的好。
So we can think about how that it's good for us to care for the church.
但是如果我们很坚决自己的意思的话，那认为说这我们所决定的就是代表真理是神的旨意，那就反而常常会带给教会很多的混乱。
But if we are holding on to our own opinions very tightly and think that it is God's will, then that could cause a lot of problems.
那我们首先先看《使徒行传》十五章的二十四节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15, verse 24.
二十四节这里说到，我们听说有几个人从我们这里出去，用言语搅扰你们，祸乱你们的心。
Verse 24, since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls.
那最后这里说到，其实我们并没有吩咐他们。
And then the last part says, to whom we gave no such commandment.
所以我们可以看到，这里所记载的，他们，这些人反而带给教会的一个混乱。
So we see that these group of people gave the church a lot of headache.
因为虽然表面可能看起来非常的热心。
Because on the surface it may seem that they are very fervent.
好像是在维护真理。
Seems like they are protecting the truth.
可是他们所相信的并不是神的旨意。
But what they have believed in is not the will of God.
那是照着他们的意思。
But it is rather their own will.
所以耶路撒冷的会议就是要来讨论能够达到一个共识。
So the Jerusalem Council was to come to a single resolution.
所以在这次的会议当中有许多的关心教会的圣徒来参加。
And in this council, there were many people who cared about the church that attended.
每一个人都能够有机会来陈述他们的观点还有看法。
And each of them had the opportunity to share their thoughts.
所以在第六节第七节这边特别说到辩论已多了。
So when in verse 6 and 7 it says that, and when there had been much dispute.
第七节这个辩论已经多了的意思就是说可见当时的发言的人非常的踊跃。
When it says that there has been much disputes, perhaps it's referring to that there was a lively discussion.
那也可以告诉我们，这个虽然在会议当中每个人都有发言的自由。
So that tells us that even though everyone has a freedom to speak.
但是还没有达到决议之前，我们没有办法就把我们的想法在外面来畅所欲言，这样是不对的。
That until there has been a resolution, we cannot talk about these things. Outside of the meeting.
特别是跟这个得救关系 有密切关系的真理，我们没有办法在外面就随便照自己的意思来讲述。
Especially the things that concerning about salvation, we cannot just spread them outside of this meeting.
那我们在第七节开始看到十一节，我们就看到彼得他就站起来发言了。
So from verse 7 to 11, we see that Peter rose up and spoke.
因为在之前彼得也曾经被质疑过，被外邦人质疑过，为什么可以让外邦人来听信福音，接受洗礼呢？
So Peter previously has been questioned, how come he evangelized and baptized the Gentiles?
因为现在这些人他们来了，进一步更就是要求说，这个外邦人既然接受洗礼了，那一定要接受割礼才能够得救。
So then some people thought that since they have been baptized, then they also need to be circumcised in order to be saved.
所以在会议当中，彼得刚开始没有讲话，先让大家先进行讨论。
And Peter didn't speak anything yet, but they let them continue in their discussion.
到最后他才站起来讲述他向外邦人传道的一个经历。
And until the end, he rose up to talk about his experience in his evangelism.
他跟他们讲述说他向外邦人传福音，使外邦人有信主的机会。
And he testified how he evangelized to the Gentiles and so that they could come to be saved.
刚开始他也难以能够接受。
And at first, it was also hard for him to accept it.
可是他在祷告当中看到了异象。
But in his prayer, he received a vision.
他看到异象的时候，刚好这个哥尼流所差遣的使者找到了他。
And while he was having this vision, the servants that were sent by Cornelius found him.
他就跟这个使者去了哥尼流的家。
So he followed these servants to go to the house of Cornelius.
那看到很多人期待他在那边讲道，他就发现原来神没有偏待人。
And he saw that many people were gathered there, and he realized that God shows no partiality.
原来神的旨意就是要让福音能够传给外邦人，也有信主的机会。
And that it was God's will for the gospel to be preached to all nations.
所以在第八节、第九节，彼得说，这边说，知道人心的神也为他们做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样。
So in verse 8 it says, So God who knows the hearts acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us.
又接着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。
9, and made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith.
所以彼得在这边很清楚地说到神不偏待人。
So Peter made a clear statement here that God shows no partiality.
既然这样，怎么可以分是他们还是我们呢？
So since that's the case, how can we make a distinction between us and them?
那些人说，他们的身份就是神的选民，他们是有受割礼的。
Some say that they were still circumcised.
那外邦人如果没有受割礼，就是不洁净。
And for the Gentiles to not receive circumcision, that is still considered unclean.
所以有受割礼和没有受割礼的人是不一样的。
So those who circumcise and who are not circumcised are still different.
那彼得就讲清楚说，其实在主里是不分彼此的。
But Peter clarified that in the Lord, there is no distinction.
在主里没有分他们和我们。
That in the Lord there is no us and them.
因为我们今天都是借着我们的信心来洁净我们的心。
Because we have been purified, our hearts have been purified by faith.
不都是这样子吗？
And isn't this the case?
所以在第十节、十一节，彼得就告诉他们，不可以试探神。
So in verse 10 and 11, Peter tells them not to test God.
为什么说是试探神呢？
So why did he say that they are testing God?
试探神就是在神的救赎计划之外，我们还添加了一些道理、教训，这就是试探神。
They are testing God because they added these requirements that's outside of God's will, and that is considered testing God.
我们知道神的救赎计划啊，其实是他希望万人得救，不愿意一个人的沉沦。
And we know that the will of God is for all men to be saved, and He doesn't want anyone to go into destruction.
那但是人为什么要在神的计划上面啊加添自己的道理和教训呢？
But why does man add on to the God's plan their own will?
因为当人这样做的时候，就是在试探神了。
Because when man is doing that, that is testing God.
啊，所以这是一个彼得认为一个这是非常严重的问题啊，所以他说我们不要将我们自己祖宗所不能负的轭啊加在这些门徒的颈上。
So Peter felt that this was a very important an issue. So he said, "Why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck?" Of the disciples that they and their father cannot bear.
这个轭就是指当时就是古代摩西的律法啊，不仅仅是摩西的律法，还有一些犹太祖宗他们所口头的遗传啊，变成一个非常繁琐的这个规条。
And this yoke on the neck refers to the laws of Moses, but also some oral traditions that were passed on that were very troublesome.
因为这些规条还有他们的传统非常的繁琐，所以犹太人他们也没有办法完全的去遵守。
And because the traditions and the law were so hard to do that the Jews could also could not do them themselves.
所以彼得在这边说，连他们的自己都没有办法守的律法，怎么可以加在外邦人的身上？
So Peter says that since they themselves were not able to bear it, how can we ask others to bear it?
所以要把这个轭去掉。
So he says to remove this yoke.
那这就让我们想起耶稣在世上传道的时候，他也责备法利赛人一样。
So this reminds us of how the Lord Jesus rebuked the Pharisees, while he was still here.
耶稣说这个。法利赛人的教导我们要遵守，但是他们的行为我们不要效法。
The Lord Jesus says that we must do what the Pharisees say, but we cannot do what they do.
因为他们只能说不能行。
Because they can only tell others to do them, but they themselves cannot practice them.
所以在这个十一节里面告诉我们，彼得一个很非常重要的他所相信就是神的。今天的救恩的一个核心的教导。
So then what Peter said here was a very important teaching about salvation.
我们看十一节。
Chapter 11.
使徒行传十五章十一节。
Chapter 15, verse 11.
我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩，和他们一样，这是我们所信的。
11, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they.
今天我们能够得到主耶稣的恩典，并不是因为守摩西的律法。
Today we can receive the grace of God not because we observe the laws of Moses.
我们今天是因为我们信而得到这个主的恩典，能够称义。
But because of the grace of the Lord Jesus through faith that we can be justified.
不是靠行律法，也不是靠我们行律法所做出的这些行为。
And it's not through obeying the law or our actions that we could be saved.
那我们继续看在这边彼得讲述之后保罗这个巴拿巴和保罗也发言了。
And after Peter has spoke, Barnabas and Paul also spoke.
保罗巴拿巴讲述神怎么样在帮就是在外邦人当中所行的神迹奇事。
And Paul and Barnabas declared about the many miracles and wonders that God worked through them among the Gentiles.
这边十二节特别记载，当时的众人都默默的无声。
And then in verse 12 it says that all the multitude kept silent.
这也让我们想起，就是这个开会的时候本来就是应该这样子，当别人在发言的时候，大家都应该要静静的去听。
And this teaches us that when we are having meetings, when someone else is speaking, we should be silent.
当我们在静静听的时候，我们才能够明白别人在讲什么。
It's only when we listen quietly that we can understand what others are saying.
这里面也有一个非常好的对于这个 开会的时候给我们的一个这个教导和示范。
And this is a great example on, for us for our meetings.
那在我们继续看在这边雅各后来雅各长老也起来说话。
And then later Elder James also also spoke.
他是当时教会的领袖。
And he was the leader at the time for the church.
也是主耶稣的兄弟。
And he was also a brother of the Lord Jesus.
他自己称他是主耶稣的仆人。
But he calls himself the servant of the Lord Jesus.
在十四节这边说他引述彼得的见证，可见他也一直都在很注意的在听彼得的见证。
So he was listening to the testimony of Peter very attentively.
那我们可以看到这边他所提出来的就是众先知的话这个是记载在阿摩斯书的九章十一节到十二节。
And then he referred to this passage from Prophet Amos in chapter 9, verse 11 to 12.
这是一个预言就是教导我们在讨论的时候我们要有根据不是只是靠个人的感官感觉。
And that when we speak, we shouldn't just speak from our own feelings and opinions.
但是如果我们说圣经是这样说的，还有当时这个使徒去某某地方传福音，有神迹奇事的显明，那些人，因为那些人都得到圣灵那我们就可以有非常有 support， 就是非常能够有根据来证实我们所说的。
So if we see the miracles of God accompanying His will, then we can believe that it has a lot of support from.
所以十九节这边说，雅各说我们不可以为难那些归附信主的外邦人。
So verse 19 says that we should not trouble those who are among the Gentiles who are turning to God.
这就是真理的爱，要把那个不能负的恶除掉。
So this is love and the truth to remove the yoke that they couldn't bear.
那我们如果看二十二十一节雅各在这边做一个结论就是说要根据圣经有用真理的爱告诉大家要把那个不能负的恶来除掉。
So from verse 20 to 21, he calls them to remove this yoke that they couldn't bear.
那结论就是要他们这个外邦人有几件要禁戒的事情。
And so then he wrote a few items that the Gentiles must observe.
因为这些摩西律法上面也都有向人传讲。
Because these things were also from the laws of Moses.
在安息日的时候在会堂里面也都有诵读。
And these are things that are always read on the Sabbath.
所以他就把摩西律法的精神和里面所禁戒的事情来吩咐他们来能够遵守就好了。
So he asked him to observe these things from the laws of Moses.
这边有说到境界既有像的物乐死的牲畜血还有奸淫这样就好了。
So then he wrote to them that to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things that strangle them, from blood. And they just need to observe these.
那第三点我们可以看到这个会议的决议。
And in the third point is that we can see the resolution from this meeting.
这个雅各长老是这样讲他讲述他个人的看法他的建议是这样，可是他并没有仗着他是长老，所以他的话就要代表成为真理。
So James, even though he was the elder, and he made this proposal or suggestion, but he didn't behave as if what he the science is the resolution.
他陈述他的意见之后他做出他的建议是不是要这样做然后会议就做出了一个决议。
And so he made his suggestion and gave it to the rest of the congregation to decide.
后来大家就决议要从中间选几个人拣选人作为耶路撒冷代会这个教会的代表。
And so the conclusion was for them to select a few men to lead and to represent the resolution from this meeting.
根据这个决议，要来派教会代表写信去教导，地方教会。
And that from the resolution is that they will send this letter to all the churches.
所以在22节这里所说的教会的代表包括使徒、长老，并且这个全教会所定义、所拣选出来的代表。
And so, and in verse 22, it says that then it pleased the apostles and elders and the whole church to send those chosen men.
并不像是刚开始我们所看到的这，没有经过教会差派自己代表自己的这些人。
So this is unlike those that mentioned in the beginning that sent themselves.
后来他们就也拣选了这个犹大跟希拉。
And later they also chose Judas and Silas.
我们看到他们是做领袖的，而且是做先知的。
As we see that they were the leaders and they were also prophets.
他们用许多的话能够劝勉弟兄来坚固他们。
And they also spoke many words to strengthen the brethren.
所以他就这个教会就拣选他们两个人跟保罗跟巴拿巴把这个决议带到外邦的众教会。
So the church had, the congregation had decided to send Paul and Barnabas, Judas and Silas to send this letter to all the churches.
所以我们可以看到这个书信的内容，这个刚开始先问安，然后再提到这个问题的处理。
And so from this letter, we see that there was a greeting and how they will resolve this issue.
那首先也谈到这个割礼的问题，另外也说到这个之前有人用言语来搅乱你们，祸乱你们的心。
So he talked about the issue of circumcision and that that some people came out of us have troubled them with words.
也特别的强调，这些人并不是代表耶路撒冷，也不代表使徒，因为使徒没有吩咐他们。
And they made this point to say that to whom we gave no commandment.
那这边这个同也这个推崇的同工也介绍教会的代表先介绍巴拿巴跟保罗。
And then he took this opportunity to introduce the workers of God, so that included.Barnabas and Paul.
谈到两个人是这个同工他们是为主的名来不顾性命的来为神工作。
And it said how they were workers and they risked their lives for the name of the Lord.
那这里这个犹大跟希拉他们是教会的代表，他们要亲口的来讲述耶路撒冷的这个决议。
And then they also sent Judas and Silas who willAlso report on the same things by words of mouth.
因为如果只有保罗跟巴拿巴的话，因为他们本来就是主张不用割礼的人。
Because Paul and Silas, their initial stance was that Gentiles do not need to be circumcised.
但是如果有犹大跟希拉，就是耶路撒冷的代表，他们是先知，也是使徒长老，全教会弟兄所拣选出来的。
But since Judas and Silas, they were prophets, and they were also chosen by this congregation.
那如果由他们两个亲口来告诉这些就是大家这件事情的决议，那是更明确的。
And if they were to speak from their words of mouth, then that would clarify things a lot better.
那我们可以看到这里圣灵这里说到圣灵和我们定义，并不是说我们和圣灵的定义。
So, and then here it says, it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us rather than the other way around.
可见他们开会是奉主的名开会，是让圣灵来引导他们。
So they must have began the meeting in the name of the Lord Jesus and asked the Holy Spirit to guide them.
圣灵在前，人在后。
And the Holy Spirit is in front of them and we are behind.
由圣灵来引导我们开会，来让圣灵来引导人做决议。
And to allow, to ask the Holy Spirit to make decisions and to help us.
那所以我们的信仰不应该是就是规条主义的就是按照人所按照这个我们的信仰应该是能够自律的信仰。
So our faith, right.
就是我们能够自己知道要怎么做。
All right. So for our faith, we must know what to do for ourselves.
不是用这个来守这些明文条例条款规条来支撑我们的信仰。
And not have to strictly follow all these rules and regulations in order to know how we should conduct in our faith.
那圣经里面神的话就是生命的道理。
And the word of God is the words of life.
我明白神的道理就是这样子，那我就要去去遵循它。
And since the word of God says this, then we should go and observe it.
就要保守我自己，能够警戒自己不犯这些这些错就是这边所说的这些禁戒偶像污秽和奸淫并勒死的牲畜和血这些。
And to not offend these wrongs, such as you know, offering to idols and from blood, from strangled and from sexual immorality.
那如果我们可以做到的话我们自然就会得到心灵上的平安。
And if we can do this, then we will have peace in our hearts.
那我们在世界上的一切事情我们都要能够分别为圣。
And with everything in this world, we must be able to discern what is holy and unholy.
那如果能够分别为圣我们就有神所这个赐给我们的平安。
And if we can discern, then we can have peace from God.
那我们看最后一个就是会议的果效。
And lastly, let's look at the fruit of this meeting.
后来我们看到这些奉差遣将会议的决议成为书信就好像今天的公文一样。
And so they put this this resolution in a letter, just like how we have these letters as well.
将这个书信交给安提阿教会。
And they sent this letter to the church in Antioch.
然后聚集众人就把这个书信念给众人听。
And then they gathered the multitude together and they delivered the letter.
那后来这众人听了之后就极大的欢喜。
And when the multitude heard it, they were very joyful.
因为我们知道安提阿教会它本来就是一个和睦爱心的教会。
Because we see that the church in Antioch was originally a united and peaceful church.
所以因为这些人擅自的主张跟教导使得当时的教会起了纷争。
But because of this small batch of people, it caused a great division within the church.
可是我们看到他现在听到这这个信上的决议他们心里反而得到了很多的安慰和能够使他们欢喜。
And when they heard of this resolution, they rejoiced greatly over its encouragement.
那犹大和希拉也成为耶路撒冷教会的代表来用许多的话来兼顾当地的弟兄。
And Silas and Judas and Silas themselves being prophets also exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many words.
跟前面从耶路撒冷下来的那几个人是完全的一个对照。
And that is a complete contrast between some of the men who came out of Jerusalem originally.
因为错误的教导使得这个信徒非常的困惑。
Because the wrong teaching caused a lot of conflicts within the church.
那我们可以看到最后这个果效我们来看《使徒行传》的十六章第四节。
And lastly, let's look at chapter 16, verse 4.
《使徒行传》十六章第四节、第五节。
Verse 4 and 5.
他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。第五节。
5.
于是众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天加增。
Verse 4 and 5. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decree to keep.Which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily.
我们可以看到这边大家的看法能够一致同心这个众教会的信心就更加的坚固，人数就天天的加增。
So we see that when the church is united, the church can be strengthened and increased in number.
那从这个 所结出的果子，我们就可以更清楚的知道说这是圣灵的工作，来带领当时的教会。
And from the fruit of this meeting, we can see that even more clearly that this was the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the will of God.
那所以我们今天晚上学习到十五章里面所讲到的这个会议的原因、会议的过程、决议还有果效。
So from today's mutual encouragement, we learned about the reason for this meeting, the process for this meeting, the resolution and the fruits of this meeting.
从这整件事情来看，虽然刚开始教会充斥着不同看法和意见。
Although originally the church was divided in its different opinions.
但是借着圣灵的工作，让使徒他们能够有属灵的智慧。
But through the work of the Holy Spirit that the apostles could have wisdom.
他们能够勇敢的来见证他们怎么样在过去亲眼目睹神在外邦人所当中所行的神迹奇事。
So that they could recount of all the miracles and signs that were performed among the Gentiles.
使众人都能够心服口服。
So that the congregation could be convinced.
那这个耶路撒冷会议虽然表面上是一个人开的会议
，and although on the surface it seems that it is a meeting among men，
但实质上有圣灵亲自的带领
，but in reality it also was led by the Holy Spirit，
最后带领他们来做出这个决议
，so that finally they can come to this resolution。
那更重要的一个意义就是这个耶路撒冷的会议。
And a really important meaning here is that in this council in Jerusalem,
他所做出的决议能够更明确的提供给今天跟随基督的外邦人我们应该要怎么样去遵循的生活规范。
It also taught us Gentile Christians, non-Jewish Christians, of how to live our lives.
我们不用靠着行律法，而是靠着信耶稣基督，使我们也能够有机会来承受这个救恩。
So that we don't need to observe the laws in order to receive the salvation.
我今天晚上的跟大家的分享就到这边。
This concludes my sharing tonight.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
请唱诗三十一首。
Hymn 31.
So, call Jesus, my Savior, will come from us. Sweet is the promise and merry news fine. Oh, I shall see Him descend from the sky.